Blog Talk Radio.
Dearly beloved, as I stand here before you, reminiscing about a life we had hard times, the struggles, the crisis, our time lost at the sea. Just yesterday, we was falling the back of bar, shooting jumpers like entangled with quick. To holler at the cutest shorty around, at dirty clothes, black top curls, still happy to smell. Is it necessary for the homies? Cause the lives to walk by. We bought our heads to say what's up, grew up together, so why? Continue living life with animosity in this pain. And then my sleep is interrupted by the phone when it rains. The homies been murdering his dead, and what's left? It's memories in the million tissues. Can't wipe all the tears that lead to grief, and it hurts. Cause weeks before he got murdered, we compensated. Not once did I mention God, now he's gone. And now I'm making it, wishing I could rewind the love, the hands of this time. And tell the homies, keep your head up high and never stop trying. Cause in the end, we all win, and the battle is nearly over. So rest in peace to all of my dogs, my fallen soldiers. He was trying.
Hey, love for you, fellow man. About them times, been playing duck, duck, goose. You gave me back cuts in the lunch line. Been fighting, who's gonna be the line leader? You was always the one kicking the beat, hitting on the heater. While on the middle of the flow, we practiced hitting the game time. Shooting marbles with dirty clothes. You was never on the street life. Always talking about how I've been running strive to stay alive. I remember the days in fifth grade, writing raps in class. Holding around my face with no cash. Still getting drinking. For ways out, I met the Lord and he showed me what life was all about. And no, I'm never down and he got my back 24/7. But the sad thing, my homeboy, he never met him. And he departed without hearing the good news. So rest in peace, nobody else can fill them shoes. Hold up, don't stop the music. Just let me speak my mind through these rhymes that's been written through these hard times. The pain and stress and all the death of my home. And all the disappointing time when troops turned into phones. See, he was to be a criminal, and to my homegirl, why'd you leave? I know the fashion of the world always hung in your sleeve, but please believe that if I knew that things weren't right, I would've took that gun from you before you took your life. See, you was beautiful, but I know you always thought that you wasn't. I wish I would've told you then, it makes me sick to my stomach. I never knew you hated life, I never asked how you felt, but if I did, you wouldn't have never took that gun off the shelf and put it to your head. Sometimes I hate you for what you did. Sometimes I hate the world for putting pressure on little kids. Taking it day by day, every day I pray. And rest in peace to my homies that done passed away. And to the homies, see dogs, Jesse, Big Bird, we miss you. It's getting hard cause the only thing we got is your picture. And I can't stand to see your children crying, missing their dad. They got the money coming home, but the truth is too sad. And so we wait, hoping when they get much older that they will understand the streets took the life of a soul.
About the things we done, wanted to take it back to yesterday.
Doing it big 24 hours a day. It is sufficient 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
For those who are listening to us live on Blog Talk Radio, definitely got to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us today. And you know, we're going to have a good time today. We're going to be talking about some very important issues that's going on in the black community. And we got Ms. Grant going to be calling in. We got a very special guest we're going to be talking to in a few minutes. We're going to be talking to my boy Terry Price, who will be running, it's official, will be running for city council in 2013. So he got his hands full. We'll be talking to him and find out what some of his views and what some of the changes he want to see happen in our community, because that's what it's all about. It's all about changes to be made in our community to make life more better, and that's what Terry Price want to do. He want to make life more better for the community, not only just for the community, but for the elderly, you know, for everybody, you know, that's infected in the community. So we're going to talk to him, you know, a little bit about what's going on. And y'all, if y'all haven't had a chance to meet him, y'all can meet him in person this coming up Saturday. We will be broadcasting live at the Michael Jackson Festival, and he will be coming through, speaking to the community. You know, we kind of get him prepared for the big scene that's going to be taking place in 2013, so y'all get ready for that. And we got a lot more gospel music coming up. We're going to go to one more song, then we're going to come back with our boy, Terry Price. No, he's not related to John Roddy Price. I got to make sure I say that, because a lot of y'all be like, wait a minute, is that his nephew? Is that his uncle? Is that his cousin? No related, y'all. So we'll be right back with Mo. If you want to call in and kick a shout out, or if you want to just call in and talk to me, or talk to Terry Price, call in 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725, and talk to my boy. We're going to go to some more gospel music right here, and coming up next, our next voice will be Mr. Terry Price. Coming up right after this, we'll be right back, y'all.
Dearly beloved, as I stand here before you, reminiscing about a life we had, hard times, the struggles, the crisis, our time, life is deceased. Just yesterday, we was falling the back of the bar, shooting jumpers like entangled quick. The holler at the cutest shorty around. At dirty clothes, black top curls, still happy to smell. Is it necessary for the homies? Because the lives are all by. We boss, I guess, to say what's up, grew up together, so why? Continue living life with animosity in this pain. And then my sleep is interrupted by the phone when it rains. The homies, the murder is dead, and what's left? It's memories in the million tissues. Can't wipe all the tears that lead to grief, and it hurts. Because weeks before he got murdered, we compensated. Not once did I mention God, now he's gone. And now I'm making it, wishing I could rewind. I love the hands of this time. And tell the homies, keep your head up high and never stop trying. Because in the end, we all win, and the balance is nearly over. So rest in peace to all of my dogs, my fallen soldiers. He was trying. Hey, love for you, fellow. Amen. Listen about them times. Been playing duck, goose. You gave me back cuts in the lunch line. Remember fighting who's gonna be the line leader. You was always the one kicking the beat, hitting on the heater. While on the middle of the flow, we practiced hitting the game time. Shooting marbles with dirty clothes. Who was mesmerized by the street life? Always talking about how I've been running, strive to stay alive. I remember the days in fifth grade, writing raps in class. Holding my life with no cash. Still getting drinking. Had the brother seen it for ways out. I met the Lord and he showed me what life was all about. And no, I'm never down and he's got my back 24/7. But the sad thing, my homeboy, he never met him. And he departed without hearing the good news. So rest in peace, nobody else can fill them shoes. Hold up, don't stop the music. Just let me speak my mind through these rhymes that's been written through these hard times. Pain and stress and all the death of my home. And all the disappointing time when troops turned into phones. See, he was to be a criminal, and to my homegirl, why'd you leave? I know the pressure of the world always hung in your sleeve, but please believe that if I knew that things weren't right, I would've took that gun from you before you took your life. See, you was beautiful, but I know you always thought that you wasn't. I wish I would've told you then, it makes me sick to my stomach. I never knew you hated life, I never asked how you felt. But if I did, you wouldn't have never took that gun off the shelf and put it to your head. Sometimes I hate you for what you did, sometimes
Cause I hate the world for putting pressure on little kids, taking it day by day, every day I pray. And rest in peace to my homies that done passed away. And to the homies, see dog, Jesse, Big Bird, we miss you. It's getting hard cause the only thing we got is your pictures. And I can't stand to see your children crying, missing their dad. They got the money coming home, but the truth is too sad. And so we wait, hoping when they get much older, that they will understand the streets took the life of a soul.
About the things we done, wanted to take it back to yesterday.
Your first sermon, man, just coming up Sunday. Let's talk about that real quick.
You know,
I was a little bit nervous, man, but I realized, I said, you know what, man? Just go in there and put on the whole armor of God, and just say what it says in the Word, man. Don't try to act like nobody else. Don't try to imitate nobody else. Just be you. Be who God called you to be. And that's the mindset that I'm taking into the sermon this coming up Sunday, man. Just be what God called you to be. That's all you can do.
Wow, man. That is amazing, man. So what you got planned for this Sunday, man? How you going to come at the Saints, man? Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, I can tell you what. You know how it is when you plan for something, then God take you in a whole different direction. So,
right.
My plan is I want to talk about how the church is lacking the Spirit of God, and I wanted to also outline how the people need the Holy Spirit. Everybody don't have the Holy Ghost. And I want to talk about that because you don't hear too many people in this day and time talk about baptism of the Holy Ghost no more. And it was the reason why in Acts 2 and 38, Paul was telling people to get baptized to receive the Spirit, because Paul saw that you cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that come and proceeded out of the mouth of God. So you need something alternative that will help you along this journey. And that's why you have so many people get caught up in everything, because it's either they have not yet activate the Holy Ghost, or they don't have the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Wow, man. I'm just amazing, man. You got to, you know, I definitely want to talk about this, man, because, again, you got a lot going on, man. Not only are you doing your first sermon, man, but you're also actually thinking about running for city council for district. I believe that's, I want to say District 7, which is the Como area, man. But I got to ask you this, man. Why did you decide to go ahead on and run for city council for 2013? Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, I wanted to, you know, I've always been a person of change. I still believe in that. I believe in actual change, not just saying change just to make people feel good or get people riled up. But I believe in definite change, and I believe change is necessary, and I believe the only way that I would be able to change anything is if I get in some type of office, because I don't want to do it. I don't want to be in office just to look good. I want to be in office to help the people that need help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that everybody's kind of forsaken, kind of overlooked.
Right.
You know, and I really want, my dream is to see the Como area to flourish, man, to have business, to have a gas station, have a supermarket. I want to see stuff like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have that in the community. And every time I say something about it, they say, oh, you don't like black people, or you don't like kids. It's not that. It's just that we don't have nothing in Como besides a restaurant and a barbershop. We need more than that. You know?
Right.
We need more than that.
So are you running underneath that proposal? Is that what you're proposing to do for the community as far as what you're trying to do? Are you running underneath that? Are you going to run underneath the fact that not only do we need the grocery stores, but what about the jobs? What are your thoughts on that? Do you think we need to kind of bring more jobs to that area? I ain't even going to say Como. I'm going to say strictly to the District 7.
But, you know, I'm going to touch on this because it's the difference between a job and a career. What I want to do is I want to, and some of the churches that are willing, start up some type of program that we can first get people educated. For the ones that dropped out of school years ago, have them to be able to get some type of diploma or GED, to learn some type of trade, work for the time being as far as a job, and then after, you know, you work at a job, you should be wanting to move on to a career. And that's why I get kind of upset when I hear everybody talking about job. People don't need jobs, they need careers, because a job is something that you just go to work, you live by, you know, you basically live in paycheck to paycheck. But a career is something that would give you some type of 401k, some type of benefits, some type of medical benefits. You need a, we need careers. We don't need jobs no more. We need
What about people that want to, let's say for a prime example, because one of the biggest things that I've noticed about us as African Americans, we don't believe in really supporting our own black-on-black businessmen. So my question to you is, how would you be able to bring more black-on-black business into the neighborhood? That's something that we need to talk about too, man. On how can we bring more black-on-black, bring more African American business to the neighborhood, and not only bring them to the neighborhood, but help support them so they can help bring more jobs to the community. Have you thought about that?
You know what? That's a good question. And the answer is, it's just impossible. Everybody has tried it for years. People have tried it. I think what black people need to do, especially in business, we need to start reaching out to our other brothers and sisters of other color to support our business. Blacks just will not in any type of way support black business. It's just no way, no how. People have been trying it for years. They just won't do it for some reason or another. They just won't do it. So I think we need to step out the box, start reaching out, because you don't, in black communities, you don't only just have black people. You have Latinos, you have, well, Mexicans, you have Caucasians. Why not reach out to them, you know? We need to reach out to other colors, because it just won't happen. And I'm not the only one that has said that. You know me for years. I've tried as far as reaching out to black people in the radio business, in the gospel rap business, the churches. They just won't do right. They just will not support. And what I understand is, you have to reach out to other race of people and not just only necessarily concentrate on the black people reaching out to you.
Right.
Because the people that support them, they're not all black people. You know, I got Latinos, I got Indians, I got Asians. I got all type of people that support Terry Price, you know.
Right.
And it's not fair to deal with black people and not them.
Right. Let me ask you, Terry, because we definitely going to bring you back on the show and do a whole debate just about this. I don't want to go into details about what you plan, because we still need to get together and work on the plans of getting everything together. But I do want to ask you this, man. By you being part of, I want to say District 7. I'm still doing my research on it. District 7 is a huge, huge area, man. District 7 go close to, all the way from West 7th Street to where the new places are being built in that area, man. So what do you think needs to happen in that area, man? What else would you like to see? Because they already bringing shopping centers there. They're bringing all kinds of stuff there. What else would you like to see happen in that area, man? Because you'll be, if you run for city council, you win. You'll be the city council for that area too, man.
Well, you know, and that's the point exact. My job is, I want to make Como competitive and capable to compete with other areas and other markets and other things that are going on. The problem is, it's not that, it's just right now people do not want in business in Como because Como has a bad reputation.
Exactly.
You know, nobody wants to invest in that. So what I want to do is try to get these young people together, the ones that are willing to change and make a difference, because I know everybody's not going to want to do the right thing. Get these people together and just tell them, hey, this is what we need from you. We need y'all to do this and do that, because this is what we're trying to bring into the community. And if they really care about the community like they say they do, then they would jump on and they would support it and do whatever possible to make it happen. So I just think that's the start. That's the start that we need to go from, you know, start from. So that's what I want to do.
Man, I like that. I definitely got to say a big shout out to my little boy Daycurl, they listening to the show right here on Hot 107 FM, the Praise stuff that's listening to us. And again, Terry Price is live with us right here on Hot 107 FM, the Praise, the new gospel station that's doing it big in the community. And again, Terry Price got a big event coming up tomorrow night. Again, man, for those who decide tuning in to us, man, kind of get you more details about Friday Night Lights.
Already, man. I didn't catch the last part of what you said.
I said, go ahead on there. For those who just now tuning in to us, go ahead on and get some more information about what's going to be taking place on tomorrow night.
Well, it's called Friday Night Light. The motto is, let's go back to church, because, and the reason for that motto is because I feel like a little bit people are straying away from the truth, from the mm-hmm. faith, from church, period. Church has become more people are more secular Christian than just actual Christians, and you got preachers are more entertainers than motivators and people that are willing to have a type of impact on people's lives. So I just felt the need that it's time to go back to church, go back to the basics, where people can come to church, get saved, get delivered.
Amen.
They don't have to worry about nobody not liking them, nobody talking about them, talking about their clothes. But I just feel the need that we need something to give to the people, because I feel like you have to offer something to the people in order to impact the community. And this is just the start. We're going to have some good music. We're going to have Minister Houston from Fort Worth that's going to come out. We're going to have some refreshments. We're going to have Pastor Mays of Johnson Chapel. 5235 Bonnell Street, the Lake Como area. Starts at 7 o'clock. Doors is going to be open. And Donnie B, you said you're going to be there. And,
yes, sir. I'm going to be there.
And we just going to praise God in spirit and truth, man. We're just going to sing. We just want to preach the truth to people and tell people, hey, it's time to become productive citizens, and we got to compete. We got to really have an impact on people, and that's what we want to offer with the Friday Night Lights event.
Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. You're doing it real big, Terry Price. I'm very proud of you, man, and I'm very excited about you running for city council in 2013. Man, I think that's going to be a big thing. I was just talking to Mary Ellen Hicks probably about 3-4 months ago, and the first thing that she was telling me, she said, you know what, Mr. Donnell, we need young people like you and other young people to take over this community and start taking responsibility of this community and start doing more stuff. So when she said that, and then when you told me that she was thinking about running for city council, I said, oh my goodness, man, everything that Mary Ellen Hicks say is coming to pass. And I know, Terry, we'll be able to get a lot of backing from the leaders. That's what it's going to start. If we get somebody like Mary Ellen Hicks backing us up, man, that's all we need. So, again, Terry, whatever I can do to help you, and I'm honored that you asked me to be your campaign manager, and I'm going to do everything I can to really push for my boy Terry Price to get on that agenda. And we need everybody in the community to support us in everything that we're doing, because everything we're doing is not for me and Terry Price. It's not for me. It's not for Terry Price. It's for the community, and that's what it's all about.
Right.
It's for the community. And if you haven't had a chance to meet Terry Price, he will be speaking live this coming up Saturday at the Michael Jackson Festival going on at 5:30. So make sure y'all be out there at the Fort Worth Water going downtown. Ms. Latrina going to be calling in a little bit, giving us more details about what's going to be taking place this weekend. And again, if you want Terry Price to speak at your event, this is the best time right now to get Terry Price to speak at your event, as far as him running for city council before he gets too busy. Because I'm looking at probably about November, December, Terry Price is going to have a huge booking. Terry Price already starting to get a booking now of people want to talk to him since he's going to be running for city council. So best time for y'all to start booking him is now. Don't wait till the last minute. Let's start booking Terry Price now. For more information, you can call me here, and I will do the booking for him, 817-773-2054. If you'd like to book Terry Price to speak at your event since he's running for city council. We're going to make it official real soon. As soon as we do that, you'll know about it through either through the radio show or through the press. You will know more about it if we get more details about that. And we got a lot of different fundraisers going to be coming up for Terry Price, so we want everybody to be part of that and try to come out and support me and Terry Price as much as possible. And let's come together and let's get this man, Terry Price, elected and let him be your next city council for District 7 right here in the Fort Worth area, trying to do a good job and stuff. So that's what it's all about. Again, Terry, I want to thank you, man, for coming on the show. You got anything else you'd like to add to that? Oh, speaking of that, Terry, we need to also start working on the election, a rally to get President Barack Obama in for this year. For next year too, man. So whatever we can do to try to get there. But I do want to know, I want to give the listeners, man, a lot of people listening to us by phone. So kind of get them an overview of your views on what are your thoughts on Barack Obama and the whole White House, the whole thing. Give us your input real quick.
Well, I like Barack Obama. Not only can nobody for him or after him, you're going to just necessarily breathe.
Your phone breaking in and out, Terry.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you loud and clear. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear now.
What I was saying was, I like Barack Obama. I like some of his policies, some of them I don't. And before him and after him, I don't believe that we'll just have someone that we 110% agree on everything. But I just hope everybody realize, when you vote, you basically voting for a candidate that is able to help you in your situation. We all are facing difficult situations, so it's best for you to vote for Barack Obama if you feel like he's capable of helping you in your situation. You might be middle class, you might not have anything going on, you might not have no money. So, to me, it would be wise to vote for Barack Obama. And what we have to do is get behind him and support him. And you don't have to agree with everything he say. You know, don't base the election on where he said this, he said he was going to do this. But, hey, that's between him and God. We all have to give account to God one day for everything that we do, rather be good or bad. So,
right.
What I want to do is just tell everybody, man, let's get involved. Let's get up and do something. Let's quit talking about it and just be about it. And let's change the world. We can't change people, but we can change the world. We can change our environment that we're living in. It's a whole lot that we can do. But if we just decide to keep sitting back, sitting down, laying down, we'll never get anything accomplished. The world has passed us by. The Latinos are, man, if you see the Latinos, they have all the business. They are graduating rapidly from college.
Mm-hmm.
You see more police officers than Latino. We have to compete. We need to get more of our people educated. Even the ones that dropped out of school that's not educated. We need to set up something within the churches, within the community, where people can get their high school diplomas and they can get their GEDs, and then we have to get somebody in the community to teach our young people, girls and boys, a trade so they can be able to go to college, finish, learn something so they can compete. We have to get in the education market. I know people say, oh, we don't need that, we're just going to pray about it. Listen, God is not mocked. And God does not leave us ignorant. God give us a brain to use, to think.
And again,
we have
Terry.
To use our brain. We got to start using our brain. We got to compete. We got to compete. And until we decide to get up, to wake up, and to stand up, that's when change is going to come to us.
Wow, man. You said a handful today, for real, man. You definitely got... Man, we talking to my boy Terry Price, man. He said a handful today, man.
Amen.
And
bro,
that's what
you.
It's all about. That's what it's all about. Now y'all see what y'all gonna be getting in 2013. The same one. I'm telling y'all, if y'all looking for a weak brother, this ain't the one. This brother right here ain't nothing weak about him. And see, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a strong man that's running for city council.
Let me say this before you go, because I know you got the rest of the show. I want to say this. Listen, I was a person that did all type of evil that it was to do. I've done a whole lot of crazy stuff and wild stuff. But you know what? Like I tell people, if you read 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it talks about change, it talks about how I used to be the old man. I enjoyed sinning. I enjoyed doing all that evil and wild stuff that I did. But now it's time to put away childish things, and it's time to become a man and stand up, uphold your position. Now old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. It's time for us to arise from our comatose state, whatever state of mind that we're in, and rise and walk in the newness of life, walk in the change that God has for us. And believe me, read 2 Corinthians 5:17. It will witness to you. It's a blessing. Listen, we're moving forward now. We're not moving backwards. I don't care what you did in your past. I don't care about that. All I care about is what you're doing now. If you're willing to support Terry Price or running for city council, if you want to support change, I'm talking about reality change in the community where somebody's going to actively do something about the situation, not just talk about it, then you need to vote for me. And Donnie B, I appreciate you, man. God bless you. Let's keep Jesus first in everything that we do. And let's remember, he does not leave us ignorant. He really does.
Wait a minute, Terry. Don't say nothing. Hold on for 1 second. I got to come up.
That's the key. You got to give none of the glory. That's his glory, not mine.
Say, Terry, you know we had to put the hand clap on for you, man. We definitely want to thank you, man, for calling into the program, man, to talk to us about that. And for real. And again, I definitely want to say this to the community. If you're looking for somebody weak, you're in the wrong. You're voting for the wrong person. Because if you're looking for someone that's going to fight for your rights in this community, Terry Price is definitely going to be the one for you, because he's not scared. I'm gonna keep it real. Terry Price is not scared to, when he goes to that city council meeting and talk up for the community. He's not one of those scary punks out there. He's one of those guys that, we're going to do it this way. This is for my district. This is for, if you're looking for someone strong who's not going to sit back and just let you do anything, then y'all need to vote for Terry Price. That's all I'm going to say. And y'all need to vote for Terry Price as the city council, your next city council for District 7 coming up in 2013, man, because my boy is going to make a strong thing. And we're going to be out there this year between now and the next 6 months. We're going to be out there campaigning. We're going to be out there rallying up support. We're going to be in the community. I'm going to be going with them. We're going to have everything documented. We're going to be taking pictures, man. We're going to be doing some big things, really getting this young man out there, man. If y'all want some fresh meat, somebody fresh that ain't never been on the city council, that don't have no dealings with the city council, that's running for city council, then y'all need to vote for my boy Terry Price. Let's keep it real. Vote for him, because if you vote for this man, change will come. Change starts with the community. What I mean by that means that change starts when you vote for Terry Price. Terry Price, I definitely want to thank you, man, for coming on the show, man. And I already know this ain't going to be your last time, man, because we'll be working together, doing a lot of different things together and stuff. And again, tomorrow night's going to be a big night for my boy, Terry Price. I make sure y'all go out there and support him. Terry, for more information, can they give you a call, man?
Hey, man, appreciate you, brother.
All right, then. That's my boy, Terry Price. For more information, y'all give him a call. Terry Price, call at 817-231-3583. Again, telephone number 817-231-3583. If you want to know more about the event coming up this weekend, or if you just want to talk to the brother. All right, Terry Price, man, we definitely want to thank you, man, for coming on the show, man.
Hey, thank you, Donnie B. Appreciate you. I'll talk to you later.
All righty. All right, y'all. This is our boy Terry Price right here. We definitely doing it big on your number one news station right here. And hopefully Mr. Latrenda will be giving us a call and we'll be talking to Mr. Latrenda. We're going to go to Simone Gospel Music right here, y'all. So y'all stay tuned. Don't y'all go anywhere. You're tuning in to the all-new Donny B Radio Show. Like I said, big shout-out to my mother, Mary Ballard, who preached the word on Sister Mac's show this morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, we'll be right back, y'all. We're going to a quick station break and a song, and we'll be right back.
The station that rules the nation, from state to state, country to country, we play the hits just for you.
Thank you. made a lot of mistakes, and I made up my mind that I was going to do something about it. Let me tell you what I decided that I was going to do. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Cause a liar and a cheater can't make it through the door. I gotta clean up, listen to y'all. Come on, y'all, sing it. I'm starting my life over again. Yeah, I gotta clean up, listen to y'all. I made up my mind, I ain't running no more. I'm going back to Texas, I'm gonna walk back through the snow.
Is that all right? Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Been wrong.
All right, y'all, man. That's what it's all about, y'all, man. Definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us on this beautiful, beautiful afternoon. A big shout-out to all the independent gospel artists out there, Christian artists out there. You know, that's going to be... What am I doing? Oh. All right, y'all. And big shout-out to Joe, the teacher. He's going to kill me. I forgot her name that quick. Oh, my goodness. I am bad with names. Girl, what I'm going to do next time, I'm going to have to get your name and get you to write it down and give it to me. Joseph's favorite teacher. I got to say a big shout-out to her. She was listening to us on yesterday, and she listened to us on this beautiful evening. And I also got to say a big shout-out to Tracy, who's listening to us, man. She's listening to us from out of town. And a big shout-out to everybody out there. And today's weather forecast, man, is calming for the rest of the night. It's going tomorrow. It's going to be a high of 90. And, man, if you go outside right now, it's hot. All I can say is hot, hot, hot. And also a big shout-out to Dee Dee, who's listening to us, you know. And, again, tomorrow night's going to be a big night. And I'll be having some fun and stuff. And I got to ask everybody, I know y'all seen my big old picture. Well, not a picture of me, but my work. For those who got the Levita, man, my work is front cover, center front cover of the newspaper. Woo! That's crazy, y'all. Man, but I do a lot of work and stuff, and I do a lot of different photos and stuff, and I'm just trying to get my name out there as far as being a photographer. So anybody out there that's looking to get, that want to get pictures made, wants you boys on me to do some pictures, make sure you holler at me, let me know that you want me to do some pictures, and I'll try to do some pictures for you. It's been a crazy week for me because I'm doing a lot of different pictures for a lot of different people, so that's what I like to do. I also got to say a big shout out to everybody that's listening to us on podcasts. A lot of y'all that don't get a chance to listen to us on Hot 107 FM, The Praise, actually get a chance to listen to the podcast. So a big shout out to everybody that's listening to the podcast out here. And we are your number one 24-hour gospel music station, doing it real big on Hot 107 FM, The Praise. And we're going to get back into some more music. If you want to call in and kick a shout-out, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. We're going to get some more gospel music. You'll definitely tune in to the All News WB Gospel Radio Show right here on Hot 107 FM, The Praise. We'll be right back.
You can see yourself in heaven chilling out, can't you? You got to know that this the remix right here. Straight real faster, this the preaching right here. I'm saved in the middle of the storm, no strain, not affected by the rain. Ain't I getting fed every day in the middle of the family? Cause I fall in a place of the most high. 1,000 might fall on my left side, 10,000 on my right side. But it's good to know that it shall never come nigh.
I can lift the phone up and say, can't I?
Have the whole church praising with the Macarena. Ain't my Savior strong. Ain't he got it going. Oh, no,
you're listening to the best gospel radio station, powered by Crikey.com. Streaming at 320, broadcasting 24/7. Life is better with music at 320K. You're listening to the best gospel radio station,
Powered by Crikey.com. Streaming at 320, broadcasting 24/7. Life is better with music at 320K.
And give me that fire,
fire,
bang.
Give me that flame,
flame, flame.
Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Absolutely, you can give me that.
If it's mine, if it's good for me,
give me that.
I want it all.
Give me that Bible. Give me that mic, I'll drop Jesus in it, wait so we can make a disciple. Can't surpass Christ, there's no taking his title. A passion for Christ, I'll have you praying for revival. Give me my city, yeah, give me that. Less fish, gospel of peace, yeah, you can give me that. Fresh kicks, give me that. Bless with your blessing, Lord, I'm desperate. You gave me your life, so I look forward to my exit. I used to be a punk kid, used to want to run with. Used to want to hunt to turn our ones into hundreds. Used to want to blunt to be blunt, I want the trees just to alter my mind. Now I find I'm wanting Jesus. Used to wanna roll mad deep with a street grip. Wanna hold the heat on the low like a secret. God's spirit penetrated my soul on the sneak tip. Took control, now I'm in the soul like a leaflet. Give me that fire, give me that flame. Big party, you're partying all night. You don't mind not knowing Christ in your mind, that's alright. You might not get this now, but you're kind of a star type. You keep with the trend, cool's your middle name. On your pants, you got a chain that droops like Lil Wayne. It's that suit and a bend. Maybe you're in a range, ladies, you driving crazy. Nothing's crazier than your brain. This is a shame, it's the age and I'm game. To be an agent of change in an age, it's like a page in a flame. Just smoke, just mirrors, just vapor is plain. Not one of your favorite things. I was just like you, but God moved on a fellow. Gave me good news that I could use on the ghetto. Maybe it's you who wants a U-turn to settle. You're dead if you do, I'll tell you it's in ghetto. Falling short, then he got a cure. Give me that cure, that door, that hero. Give me that grace to never chase a De Niro. How much glory should you give your boy? Zero. Cap across beef with the lamb like a yiddo. Give me that day we choose you over shining. Truth over rhyming, virtue over diamond. Give me some change, sometimes I do need the dough. And give me some pain, something I do need to grow. Give me what I won't ask for. Don't give me what I seek when I creep. I'm a sheep. Give me dope pasture. Give me life just like you intended. It's like to see you raised like the day you ascended.
Hey, what's happening? It's the Coco Brother, otherwise known as Corey Condry. Now, my friend and I, he goes by the name of Kerry Douglas. You know, we teamed up for the Gospel Men.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. It is such an honor to be in the house of the Lord. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together, that he's in the midst of them. We serve such a strategic commander-in-chief that if we never lifted up a voice to praise him, he has worked it out that if we just gathered in his name, that his spirit would show up in the midst of us to heal the sick, to regulate our minds, to bring encouragement and to strength. prisoner. There's a song that says he is the source and the strength of our life. And I'm going to do total praise. And when I get to the end where it says, all man, I want every voice to join in together and sing it with me. And let's serve worship him in spirit and in truth and give God the honor and the praise that he deserves. Amen? Amen. Total praise. when you know that you know that you know what his ability is. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. And I know sometimes in situations like tonight, people may sit and look at you like you're crazy. But if you don't know my pain, you will never understand my praise. Because over 20 years ago, I had a nervous breakdown. And the doctor said I would never get well. I was on welfare. I was divorced. I was broken. But today, the balm in Gilead has made me whole. And that's why I worship him. It don't matter what you think about me. I owe him all the praise. Because if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, where would I be? I would be like a ship without a sail. I would be tossed to and fro with no direction. But I found him to be a doctor in the sick room. I found him to be a lawyer in the courtroom. I found him to be a healer. Oh, somebody ought to bless him. If you're sick in your body, he still heals. Hey, shout it out of Messiah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Whatever you're in tonight, you can come out. You say, sister, how do I get out? Praise your way out. Can I get somebody to praise your way out? You might be sitting next to somebody that may not need a miracle, but tell them I have an emergency. I gotta praise my way out. Oh, he breaks every fetter. That's why I don't care how long it takes. I don't mind waiting. Now, I don't think you heard what I said. I don't care how long it takes. If it takes him 20 years, because the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So guess what? I'm not just waiting on God. I'm waiting in God. Because I know he holds my destiny. And the Bible said he knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come out. Just start shouting if you know that he's making a way for you to come out. Hey! Oh. Oh. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Early one morning in 5 a.m. prayer, I had finished the prayer on Tuesday morning, and I had raised the sacrificial offering. And the presence of the Lord filled the room. And I was going through a mighty trial at the time. And the Spirit of the Lord dropped these words and this song in my spirit. And I just started singing. And it has become my anthem. And when I can't see my way out of a situation, and the devil trying to make me frustrated because it looks like God ain't moving, I turn around and tell the devil I don't mind waiting. Somebody just start shouting that. Shout it back in the face of the enemy. Let the devil know that whatever you tried, it ain't gonna work, because I don't mind waiting. Dr. Pennion. Thank you, Jesus.
mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. On the Lord, I don't mind. I'm going to wait.
The niece, her husband's niece, got his cell phone and called my daughter and threatened her and told her she might not leave Rochester. This is about 30 minutes ago. And she's nervous and scared, and I am too. So she called Rochester police, and they came out, and they told her the best thing for her to do is try to leave. So I don't know. But if there's anybody in your listening audience from Rochester, New York, it's a shame the way they treated my oldest daughter from Fort Worth, Texas, including her son. All these people are Jamaicans. Nothing against that. But it was wrong.
There's a lot of people out there in Rochester, in that area, New York City, that tune into the show. They even tune into the podcast. So they may be listening to the podcast.
Well,
right,
I know the daughter is upset about the daddy because they were real close. And they're not going to have the feeling to be in the stadium. And he died, I think it was Tuesday night. Because he was my daughter's favorite friend. And stuff. But anyway, let me move on. What do you think about this Trayvon deal? And was that the chief of police that stepped down or something?
Yeah, the police officer, the mayor of that city at first he stepped down, but now they're trying to say that they fired him. So it's a lot of a lot of craziness. Yeah, it's a lot of craziness going on out there in Florida right now, especially with that mayor who this is the first time we ever heard of a mayor being fired from the job. So it must have been really crazy for something like that to happen. I mean, it's a lot more going on than what we think.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but you know, something has to transpire as to this. Something has to bring, you know, us to our senses, because this is just a little too much. I mean, it's one thing after another now. And you know, we're not getting any action. That's what, sir. I didn't quite understand you, sir.
I said I definitely agree with what you're saying about that it's a lot going on. It is. It's a lot going on.
Yeah, it is. But we
we also want to pray. There's like a 30-second or 10-second delay going on this phone. But we also want to keep our prayers out to the King family, the Rodney King, who was found dead on this week as well.
Yeah.
So we definitely. Yes, it was really sad.
Yeah, and you know,
dead.
What I liked about him, to me, in my growing up with all this stress about him, to me it was a little encouraging that he stood up for himself like he did, you know?
And also, people are not going to never forget that.
That's right. I remember when it all came down, we had a meeting at what's that church on Wichita? The CME church. Oh, heck. I know the name of it was just as good. Anyway, we all had a meeting and formed an organization out of this, you know? So it got to be really something.
Right.
I'm going to move on to something else, and I'm really going to talk with you, your family, good, and I'm so happy for you.
I got to say that you had a great time on yesterday. You guys did a lot of different stuff out there in the Como area.
Oh, yeah.
Really coming together.
Yeah. I mean, Tuesday. That was Juneteenth. Oh, we had a good time. And, Danielle, I want you to come to Lake Como and look at our exercise we had installed, too. And stuff.
Okay.
I take a picture of them. They look good. I'm so proud of them.
Wow. I'm still frustrated, and I know a lot of people out here in Dallas were listening, but I'm still frustrated with the fact that the Levita did not put my pictures with my name on it. Photo cover.
Oh, yeah.
People that know me are talking about those pictures that was in the front cover of the Levita. Center front cover. Headline.
Well, you know what? I, me and my big man, I guess I better start asking some questions. Because you know what? Anything I hate is for a black person to cheat a black person. We done been through, as my mother used to always say, little regret. We done been through floods and things. And then we worked up to get this far. And some of us don't know how to act that way because we're not used to being famous and famous and like that and popular and all that. But I used to think about when them C.B. T. Smith used to come to Lake Como and preach a revival every year at Como First Baptist in H.D. Steptoe's time. It's one of the things he said at his deal. He said it's in his sermon. He said it's better to be powerful than popular. And you know, that stayed with me. And it's the truth. It's better to be powerful than popular. So, anyway, we're going to plead the blood of Jesus over Donnell. And we're going to let the Lord take care of it. But you know what he's saying? The loose will gets what?
You're right.
The squeak it off. So I guess I'm going to have to be the loose will.
And I've been trying to get in contact with them all day, but nobody's answering the phone, so I'm assuming that they've probably been putting out the paper and stuff.
You know, I like my two famous words, divine intervention. So we're going to say
that's
divine intervention over there. But anyway, I'm trying, sir.
You're right. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Well, say a prayer for my daughter. That everything will be peaceful for her, and we're going to plead the blood of Jesus over this situation. Because that was her first time ever going to Rochester, New York. I talked with her husband's sister-in-law this morning, and now it's two sides for everything. So I heard my daughter's side, and I heard her side. Well, she says that she wants to be peaceful in the situation. Her name is Maxine. But at the same time, you know, young people need to be young people and not try to stir up confusion, you know? And the Bible said, Vincent is a peacemaker. And, you know, this month, my pastor, from Andrew Nunley, the pastor's Campus Drive United Methodist Church, he has a reading, what they call the Holy Word, for June 2012. And we're reading out of the book of Proverbs. And, you know, Proverbs is what? It's a wisdom book. I love to read Proverbs because it really helps you and motivates you at the same time. So anyway, today is Thursday, June the 21st, so we're having to read Proverbs 21. And tomorrow is Monday through Friday, and tomorrow we're having to read Proverbs 22. So Donnell,
you make sure you call into the show and read it. Make sure you call into the show and read it.
You want me to call into the show and read it?
Friday.
You want me to call in tomorrow?
Yeah, call in tomorrow and read that verse to us, to the listeners out there. The listeners need to be encouraged, too. A question to listen to the boy going through something.
Well, anyway, I got to give a shout-out to my friend in California, Xavier Gardner. He's going through some things. So I had to plead the blood of Jesus over him and stuff, because we've been knowing each other 12 years. So, anyway, he's been a big help to me in Westness. You know how that go. I ain't going to go into that. But anyway, I will call.
I'm just laughing at how you said it.
But anyway, let's not put off for tomorrow what you can do today. So I'm going to read a part of Proverbs 21, and then I'm going to get off of here, okay?
Okay.
It starts out as, just as water is turned into irrigation ditches, so the Lord directs the king's thoughts. He turns them wherever he wants to. We can justify our every deed, but God looks at our motives. God is more pleased when we are just and fair than when we give him gifts. Now, what does that make you think about, Donnell? Pride, lust, and evil actions are all God, just and evil action are all sin. Study plotting brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty. Dishonest gain will never last, so why take the risk? Because the wicked are unfair, their violence boomerangs and destroys them. A man is known by his actions. An evil man lives an evil life. A good man lives a godly life. It is better to live in the corner of an attic than with a crabby woman in a lovely home. An evil man loves to harm others. Being a good neighbor is out of his line. Amen. So I read Proverbs 21:1-10. Now that ought to make everybody start jumping and shouting. Anyway,
that's right.
Pray for me. I enjoy being on the show. And I'll be on tomorrow. And I'll be really jumping and hopping and doing it all. Because you know, my daddy pastored in the AME church, Reverend J.F. Grant, for 60 years. Yeah, oh yeah. He started off when I was a baby. But you know, I haven't got that because all his brothers were ministers except his one. Because see, my daddy's nephew pastored, what's the name of that church in West Dallas? His name was Reverend W.J. Shackelford. He's been doing it a good while. But anyway, when he first showed us the church after it was built, it was so big to me that I went home and couldn't sleep for looking at that big church. But anyway,
wow,
I lived. And so my mother was a missionary. So anyway, but I've been doing my mission this month for my church. Okay, I'm getting off. You have a blessed and powerful day. And you keep looking up.
Hey, you too, Miss Fran. That's Miss Fran. Doing it real big. Thank you so much for calling in, Miss Grant.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. This is Miss Grant right there. Yeah, doing it real big. All right, y'all. We're going to some more gospel music. We are your number one brand new radio station right here on Hot 107. Hot 107. Let me see. We just got a new station, y'all. Hot 107. Let me see. Okay. Hot 107 FM, the praise. That's it, y'all. Let's go to some more gospel music. We got your number one brand new gospel music doing it real big. We'll be right back.
One check. Logic, he's here. Essence,
no, that's right.
Master,
bless.
Let's go get him. God's bigger than.
Yeah, they all know.
Yeah, you heard this one. You heard this one.
Real man.
The cars,
woo.
The clothes,
the crib,
the jewels,
the
Mandem.
God's bigger.
Don't be so surprised. God's bigger than your Porsche with your seven backyards and your multiple doors. God's bigger than your cause. Government laws, better yet, bigger than Bush going to war. Cause he's bigger than your mans, bigger than your boys, bigger than girls in Cameroons, cocking other boys. Yes, he's bigger than your beefings and your noise. And I've told you before, yes, he's bigger than your wars. And I know that I told you. But you questioning me and you calling me a tiger. So let me remind you. Cause I know that I told you it's all about Messiah. Bigger than celebrity, big brother. Nothing else really matters but Holy Trinity, Father. Take my advice, pray more times in a day instead of wasting time on high five all day. God's
bigger than your rep, bigger than the one you're choosing. Bigger than you're filling up, bigger than you're choosing. Bigger than the rep, yeah. This is bigger than your thumbs, bigger than that money making black check. Bigger than your rep, bigger than the one you're choosing. Bigger than you're filling up, bigger than you're choosing. Than you're living in Brixton, West Tottenham, Manhattan.
This is bigger than any bars I'm about to drop. Bigger than any bitches I've ever rocked. Bigger than any 80 gig iPod. Don't think you get me, let me go further. God is bigger than your man remembering your birthday. And bigger than the private jets on your runway. And bigger than the seven whips in your driveway. Bigger than permanent stay in the UK. Don't get it twisted. This is bigger than the Beatles, never bigger than Christ. Ask Lennon. See, I rap a big God, I'm with big stuff. Why you fronting blood? Don't be a lemon. Trust and believe in, go willing to see them. Faith is all you need, no bigger than a mustard seed. God's bigger than the air you breathe. God's bigger than whether your hair's yours or weave.
God's bigger than the rest, bigger than the one you're choosing. Bigger than your filling up, bigger than your season. Bigger than the rest, yeah. It's bigger than your gums, bigger than that money making black cats, yeah. Bigger than the rest, bigger than the one you're choosing. Bigger than your filling up, bigger than your season. Bigger than your catch, yeah. It's bigger than your living in Preston, West Tottenham, Manhattan. If you've been through the wilderness zone, of course you should have known. Understand, man, alone. You need the words in your system. This is bigger, so listen. Trigger the wisdom. Bigger than your old school Ataris. Bigger than your old blue Ferraris you invested in. Bigger than your old dreams and parties. Bigger than he that's in the world. Know that the best within ain't trying to promote nothing but Jesus' name. Trying to get everybody to believe that he came and he's coming back. It's bigger than having it on the track. It's bigger than having it done in rap. Run it back. Jesus, let me spread the message. Bigger than all of that copy and paste you do for your essays. Don't worry if I'm good at rhyme. My name's written in the book of life to get yours in on time. God's bigger than the one. Bigger than the one you're choosing. Bigger than you're feeling up.
Man, we are definitely doing it big. I got to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us, especially to Joseph Teacher listening to us, Sister Brown listening to us, and everybody out there listening to us right here on Hot 107 FM, the Praise House. I got to say a big shout out. It's going down this beautiful Thursday evening, and I just want to say hi to everybody out there that's listening to us, Ella School, which is Joseph School he go to. And a big shout out to everybody else out there in the Dallas Fort Worth area, man. It's been a hot, hot day today. And again, man, we're having a good time here. If you want to call in and kick a shout out, call us at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. I don't got hungry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm gonna eat some cookies, y'all. But anyway, we definitely gotta say a big shout out to everybody listening to us on this beautiful Thursday. Man, I've got Joseph bed went out to school this morning. Every morning Joseph likes to go get his donuts. Joseph gotta have his donuts. Dad, give me some donuts. Every morning I have to drop him off. This is our regular routine. Joseph gotta have his donuts. Go to the donut shop, get his donuts, then walk him to school every morning. I tell you what, I'm gonna really get at these fishes. But we are definitely doing it, Ben. We're going to some more gospel music. We got less than 13 minutes before we begin to get up out of here, so we're gonna go to some more gospel music. So the caller, you can shout out 347-989. 1725. Let's see. We're trying to get a little early. Okay. Wait a minute. Let's go to this one right here. We'll be right back, y'all.
Some rich people, you see, them so rich, them feet of richness can buy them way in heaven. I'd rather health more than wealth, because if I have health, I can work and get wealth. Hallelujah. But if I have wealth and I don't have no health, that wealth can buy health. Hallelujah. So me have something for the rich people, them doing another song. I tell them, try Jesus. Listen, some people rich but them lonely. Them happy, them lifestyle stony. Them happiness phony. Think I like yes and I ride them like a pony. Me try friend and my friend them feel me. Me try prison but nobody no mail me. Me try Hotmail, Gmail, Facebook, MySpace, but nobody no mail me. From the day me try take over Jaira. Me start spend both US and Naira. Future big like China. You don't see me mango get taller than Tyra. Money not run. You can't get. Hold it. Hold it. What do I lyrics? The lyrics. Watch it. We can't talk to some man. Maybe all of the man them say, yo. Man there. You don't mean I like it, some of the man them? Then go and go strong. I said, before me get saved here, woman was my weakness. Can I tell her? Doesn't love. You see me? Anyway, me go, me have my wife for me. Let me feel fetish for my car ass. Never, I'm not fast. So, I'm going to talk to some man when I'm at the church, I want to let them a Superman. And I tell them, ooh, no girl can get me down. Me say, me not going on your fast. We can't talk to some man in that church. Listen. Never reason with some Christian man in the place. I tell them strong like Samson and now watch my face. So look at that, that he would have done great upon him. They lie that he would not care. Listen, man, you follow him. They lie like he's with the look here. Some man for them strong, like 14 lion. Them a ramp to resist any temptation. When you the better person, I should be a shark. But if you're not that, he's a thief, man, get out of there. God make man, listen, man. God make man, man attract woman. Vice versa, woman to be attracted to man. Fornication. God said that wrong. Adultery. God said that wrong. Lesbian. God said that wrong. Chichi man. God said that wrong. If you can't manage the temptation, let me tell you something. Go buy a wedding band. You know, so mine shine is a lesson I learned. I'd rather to be married than I know like burn. What? Sex not to listen lyrics, man. Sex not to preach in a church, and that me notice. A full time some pastor start the practice. We preach it like that, and preach it like this. Because them are young people, yeah. Them life is at risk. Love experiment, and them are young scientists. Cool. Hold on. Some man tell them strong like Sylvester Stallone. Let them wife say, I know about the sister home. We walk, voting and phones to Simone and other empty houses to what them got they all. Hold on, let Simone take time, man. Again? Listen, hold on, this is the lyrics, our. Me soon go to my one. Listen, some man said them strong like Sylvester Stallone. Let them wife fire and I know about the sister home. We walk, voting and phones to Simone and other empty houses to what them got they all. You went to the internet, you come to she start going to you. And then next thing you know, so you're getting in trouble. Next time she want your contact, hear what you feel. Can't see, can't sleep, can't bed, Andrew, can't Sean, can't Dan, can't Jean and Jojo, can't the whole church and can't the pastor, can't Gary and can't bed, we and Tomika. Hold on. We can't go to one more? Before we go into the song there, listen to this now. Some people come and say, I'm coming to a stage show tonight. No, you're not at a stage show. Listen to this. Take me down low. I preach. This is not a stage show. The Holy Ghost is not the best and the 90 in the floor. Me willing and me ready if you come to me slow and a 9 friend them when I dance the go-go. Oh, them spiritually poor think a little time the Holy Ghost knock on them door. Them no want to let him in, but them are hard for a while naked like material shot in a store. Some of them get up a dress to impress. The Bible would have called that lasciviousness. Your body is a temple, not a sex shop. If you die in your sins, fire down my hell at. I them me a shot. Mr. Mention, you get up every day. What you want name, brand? A random house and a random land. And not even remember the Almighty One. Not even the prayers of appreciation. You come in at this roller with the two empty hands. So you expect for less with house and land. Caram. TV city, what not and dive on. Satan call, church from it, Satan call, church from it, Satan call, church from it,
Satan call.
Alright, cool, Satan call. Why you give the world and then lose your soul? You think a little time, Mr. Satan do it, the man Lexus and Volvo and some big pretty cheap for this one, take him a calipher and source of meat. Make white wall and chip off your wisdom teeth. What is not see? The devil is a fraud, church from it, the devil is a fraud, church from it, the devil. Church from it, my name is Howard. The devil is a fraud. Ella, your destination, fire your reward. If you not put your trust in the Lord, you can't blame nobody if your ear's too hard. So you better make God be your bodyguard. And run the devil, Mr. Outa, your yard. And up for them, get up and across Pastor Hard. The Pastor Chief and the Pastor Fraud. A sickness, sickness, so they find Pastor Yard.